Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Think about the last first date you went on. Where did you go? What did you do? So millennials are ditching the bar and the movies, and they're doing something that's the complete opposite of drinking and sitting down for a long period of time. They're working out. So a survey was put out by the dating app Bumble last month, and they found that 46% of Gen Zers and millennials have gone on an active first date, like going to a yoga class or like a boot camp class, something like that. And they found on the dating app Hinge that 30% of first dates don't include alcohol anymore.
Wow.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, right? I mean, it's kind of the go-to for a lot of people. It, you know, calms your nerves, right? It helps you relax, but it also does kind of set a precedent, I guess.
All right, so producer John, producer Sean, Raven, we were talking about first dates, the first date you ever went on, because I was trying to think about it. I was like, doesn't it just feel natural that you go out for dinner or you go out to the bar or you meet out for a drink? So the fact that this world is kind of shifting away from that makes a lot of sense. But what was your first date? The one that you went on that actually was pretty awesome that did not involve alcohol. That's the kicker right there.
And that's the real trick, right?
Yes.
Now I really got to search my memory bank for this
one. All right, Sean, can you think of one?
Yeah, actually, we went to like a haunted house, like a haunted trail.
Oh, that's a good idea for a first date.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to get scared. They got to jump into your lap or whatever.
Really?
But
where your head went?
Yes, that's where everybody's head went.
Immediately.
But it was me getting scared and jumping into their lap.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it made you vulnerable. You appeared vulnerable, right? And she really enjoyed that, I'm sure.
All right, John, your first date that did not involve alcohol.
Mine was at work. Mine was at work, and it was very unexpected. It was an 8-hour shift with somebody who had just started, and we were working together the entire time. Don't look at me like that, Sean.
You're not supposed to date the interns.
Stop looking at me.
I mean,
did we talk about that?
It was not this job.
Okay, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
I was in college.
I was like, and here comes the email from HR. Right. Here we go.
Woo! I was in college with a company that, and I was working for a company that no longer exists. I was working for Blockbuster. And at the end of this shift with this new, shut up, Ray.
They were stuck in the rewind room together. That's where love bloomed.
He's the originator of Blockbuster and Chill.
As we walked out.
Oh, thank you.
As we walked into the parking lot, she was like, that was fun. We should do this again. And she gave me her number. I was like, oh, yeah.
But it was an unintentional first date.
It was an unintentional first date.
Yeah.
But it was apparent. I mean, she said we should do this again, which implied that we did it once.
All right.
That's not okay.
Anyway. All right.
Raven, first date, no alcohol involved whatsoever.
I went on a hike once with somebody on a first date, and the hike was great. And it's funny. I mean, I still remember the hike to this day, but I can't remember that person's name. I mean, I think we went out like once or twice after that, but it was not a love connection. It did not go forever. But there is something to be said about getting sweaty and being a little bit, you know, out of sorts your first date, I guess.
I don't know. My first date with Paul, my husband, is the last first date I ever went on, obviously. but we went sweater shopping. So like,
wait a minute, what?
Yeah, we went sweater shopping.
Who needed a sweater for what occasion?
It should be mentioned too that you were what, 19 when you went on this
needed
date
a sweater.
The least
how
cool,
uncool,
well,
right?
Ever.
We were in college and he lived next door and he had it like he was going on like some job interviews and things like that and he was like, I don't have any nice sweaters. He's like, would you like to go sweater shopping with me? And I was like, yeah, all right. We fell in love at Banana Republic. It was very strange, but I guess it worked out for the long run.
Does he still have the sweater somewhere, like a memento?
Oh, no, I threw those away years ago.